Hi, I'm Paul, Constable Rita.
Hi,
Paul. In Attic. I'm from Reedville, Massachusetts. I came in the program in February of 1990 during a snowstorm. There was about 4.5 inches of snow on the ground at 10 o'clock in the morning. I came in at 232 pounds. I couldn't stop doing three things. I could not stop eating, I could not stop drinking, and I could not stop screaming and yelling at people. Thank you, God. One day at a time. I've been 156 pounds for the last 15 years, so that's about 75 pounds been taken off my body. And it's only through the grace of God that I go. I'm the youngest of three children. My mother was born in a little town right outside of Rome, Italy, and that makes me 100% Italian. My father was an Italian also, and I wasn't a compulsive overeater, I think, growing up. My sister and brother and my mother all have this disease. My father really never had this disease. Back in 1979, I went for a physical, and at the physical, the doctor said to me, we took an x-ray and you had some irregular flutters in your chest. So I think you should stop smoking. And he had a nurse there, and the nurse very nicely gave me some pamphlets and literature, and she said that she would help me stop smoking. And I nicely told her that I wasn't interested. And in January of 1980, she called me up and she said, you know, I'm definitely willing to help you stop smoking. And so I told her jokingly, I said, April 1st, 1980, I'll give up the cigarettes because I go to the Red Sox down spring training, and when I come back, I'll be ready to give up smoking. So I owned a restaurant at the time in downtown Boston, and been in the restaurant business for over 42 years. And I owned this restaurant, and it was about noontime, and I had a cigarette in the ashtray, and the phone rings, and it was this lady who says, how's it feel to be off of cigarettes now for 12 hours? And I was still smoking. And on the way home that night, I stopped at a restaurant and to get something to drink and eat, and I got back in my car, and I had about a quarter of a mile to go, and all of a sudden, I lit my Salem cigarette up, and just about a quarter of a mile before I got home, my right hand went to my pocket and the cigarettes went out the window. And thank you, God, since April 1st of 1980, I haven't had a cigarette. And I guess God has been working in my life ever since. And after that, I started to gain weight. And as I gained weight, my life started becoming unmanageable. And then I decided that because of my education in the food business and everything, I would make a menu and I would go on a diet, and I did that, and I dropped a lot of weight, and the weight came right back on. Within maybe 5 or 6 months, I gained all my weight back, and then my life really became unmanageable. My wife, sister, and mother moved up here from Florida. My restaurant lost the lease in the building that the restaurant was in. And I had a franchise at the time, so they had to find me another restaurant. And they found me a small restaurant, and I decided that the only way I could make some money was, like I used to make, was to put an oven in there. And I put an oven and a bakery in, and the food really became an issue. The weight went up to 160, 170, 180, 190, and then 200. And then, my doctor said to me, I think you have to start losing some weight. So I was at work one day, and I had something to eat, and I became ill with a heartburn. And this heartburn got worse and worse and worse every day. And for 7 years, I had this faint heartburn called esophagitis. And finally, the doctor said to me that there was a pill that you could take, and it hasn't come on the market in the United States yet, but you could take this pill. So So I took this pill, and every time I took this pill, okay, the esophagitis went away. It was just unbelievable. And that was my license to go keep on drinking and eating. And then the pills became on the market, and they were $5 a piece at the time. So I was able to get them and everything, but you only got 30 pills a month, I'm sorry. So after the 30 days, I would get more pills. Well, my disease got so bad that in December of 1989, it was Christmas Day, and that's the 25th of December, and I was out of pills. And I had 6 days to go before I would get new pills, and there was nothing working anymore. As I pass my pictures around and other qualifications, I always tell people to look at that individual picture. And I look at it quite often because I never want to be that way again. And then in January, the doctor gave me really, really sad news. He said, "I'm going to tell you, Paul, that nothing's going to work anymore unless you lose some weight." So my wife had a friend that was coming over the house, and I noticed her around Christmas time that she was losing some weight. And then this was February, and she really was losing some weight. And I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I got a program for you that I will take you to. It's called Overeaters Anonymous." So I said to her that I would go alone. So she told me there was a meeting on a Thursday and a meeting on a Saturday. So that week, I was on vacation. I went to the bank, and I took some money out so I could wine and dine for the week, and maybe I would think about going to a meeting. So I did that, and then come Thursday night, I went out drinking and eating, and I didn't go to the meeting. So on Friday, I went to this club that I belonged to, and I drank and ate all day. And it was about midnight, and two guys came in and said to the bartender, "Just keep on giving them that Anaset over there." And I drank it all, and I really ate a lot that day. And I went home, and the next morning, I had to be at work at 1 o'clock that afternoon, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was hungover, and I was so full of alcohol and food. I never knew which one was going to win. You know, it would be 2 weeks of the food, 2 weeks of the alcohol. I just never knew what was the one that was getting me. And the next thing I knew, I was sitting at this meeting. And I was sitting in this church basement with eight people, seven women and Paul. And I sat there for 90 minutes, and I heard one word. I heard these ladies get up, and they told me how they lost 88 pounds and they kept it off and so on and so forth. But the word that I heard was the word hope. That if these ladies got out of bed on a cold winter morning and came and talked about food and how they kept it off, and the key reason why they kept it off is the higher power whom they call God. And they had a sponsor who suggested what to do. And they had these tools, and this is what they did. And thank you, God, since February 27th of 1990, I've been abstinent back to back. And it's only through the grace of God I go. When I speak, when I'm invited to speak at these meetings, I speak to Paul first, and I get a little bit closer to where I want to be. And where I want to be is living a sane and useful life, doing God's will. So then I had to figure out what God's will was. And I sat down, and I figured out that God's will for me is that He never wants me to hurt myself ever again, and He never wants me to hurt anybody else. I used to hurt myself with the booze and the food all the time. I hurt other people all the time. I used to hurt my cooks. You know, when they burned the hamburger, I used to yell and scream at them. I used to yell at my dishwasher when he broke a glass. I used to yell at my customers for bothering me. What kind of an owner am I? You know, I used to yell at my customers for bothering me. You know, yell at my waitresses for giving something an extra portion out all the time. I don't do them things today. It says in the big book in the hidden promises that if you stay in fit spiritual condition, you won't lose this program. So I sat down one day and I listened to a tape. And it was from this person who's got about 31 years of sobriety in Alcoholics Anonymous. And in the tape, she says her definition of spirituality. And her definition of spirituality is relationships. And I really listened to that. Relationships between myself and myself, myself and God, and myself and others. My relationship between myself and God is outstanding today. He's my best friend. When I was growing up, my mother always said that if I disobeyed God, I would go to hell. And that I did bad things, you know, I would be punished. So I was always fearful with this God. I don't ever have to be fearful with this God again because I carry him with me all the time. And when things get you know, if I get nervous, if I get upset and everything else, I pull the balloon down, you know. And when I pull the balloon down, that's my higher power. You know, he's with me all the time. I went to a wake last week, and that morning my wife said, you know, I can't come to the wake today, so can you go alone? And I said, yes, I can go alone. And I sat down and took some quiet time because I really didn't want to go alone. But I said, let me make a phone call. So I made a phone call, and I said to this person, I got to go to this wake, and I really don't want to go. And she said to me, she said, Paul, you're forgetting that, you know, you're not going alone. You're going with your higher power, whom you choose to call God. And I went to that wake, you know, and it was so nice to know that I was with somebody. My relationship with myself is I like myself today. You know, 25 years ago, or 15 years ago, I didn't like myself anymore. And I walked down Atlantic Avenue in Boston, and I wanted to jump. And today I like myself. And when you like yourself, you can show up and you have the clarity to do the things, okay, that you should be doing. And my relationship with others, and this is where my love for other people come in. My relationship with others is you people, okay? The reason I'm pausing, okay, is because I was robbed one time. And I had such hatred for this person because I got robbed. And the police came to me and they said, you know, identify him and everything else. And I couldn't identify him, you know. And all I knew was that I didn't like this person because he robbed me. So I had to get over that. And when I did the steps the first time and I had to put the resentments down, I put this person down in my list, and it went away. You know, it went away. I have I just don't have any hatred for this person or anybody else anymore. So you know, that's only because of the steps. So my relationship between my God, myself, and others. Is where my spirituality comes in. Through the years, you know, since I've been in program, I left the job. I went to another job. I went through the death of my father. I watched my one of my sons and my wife graduate from college. I've done so many things. I do four things every day, and because I do these four things every day, my life just seems to get better and better. I stay abstinent. I ask God for help. I do service, and at the end of the day, I say thank you. If you're new to this program or you're struggling, it's all here. When I came into this program, I was desperate because I was 232 pounds, and the doctor told me that I would die if I didn't lose some weight. I haven't taken a pill in 15 and a half years for the esophagitis. It just went away. I had this lousy relationship with my niece 15 years ago, and today I can take her to lunch. I went to her wedding. I can call her on the telephone, and that's only because of this program. I work my program by getting down on my knees and asking God to help me be abstinent for the day. I take phone calls. I sponsor. I am sponsored. I read my literature. I do my writings. I don't know which tool works, so I keep on doing all of them. And I've got to honestly say, you know, I just had my 37th wedding anniversary, and my relationship between my wife and myself right now is better now than it was that first year of marriage. So I'm very, very grateful to find this program. I give back what's been given to me one day at a time. I do what I have to do to live a sane and useful life. Thank you.